that's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
A strength bonus.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be recording so we can talk about the amazing new trailer for the new COD.
Did you actually watch it?
Yeah.
Why?
So my best friend and I were hanging out last night for a while just
wait, giggles. You have
just,
friends?
I have a friend.
Okay.
So we're just hanging out. Smoking cigarettes and drinking. And he goes, hey, you need to watch this video. And I was like, okay. He does that a lot. He just kind of comes up with shit and like, oh, you need to see this. And so he pulled up fucking Trigglypuff.
He Trigglypuffed you.
Which was amazing. And then after that, he was like, oh, I have another one though. And it was this like fan-made video. It was like the ending of Modern Warfare 2 where...
Oh no.
Like people are just getting owned.
Yeah.
But it, like all of the people had just like stickers over them.
Mm-hmm.
So like the guy doing the owning was just at Activision, like over his chest. So you were the player and it was like Activision. Then they start dumping like gasoline on the bodies and it's like DLC.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And then that's after funny. That he forced me to watch the trailer for the new COD. He's like, well, just so you can understand the depth of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah,
you must terrible. Check that. I was like, what the
I haven't watched it, but I hear it's terrible. And but apparently,
lots of Halo assets popping up.
They'll give you the remastered of Modern Warfare or whatever with it. And that's why people will buy it, because of that.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people are just straight up saying, hey, I will give you the $80 that you're charging.
Just for the remaster.
Just for the remaster. Keep this other garbage. And I'm like, you know, when even your fans are saying, quit it.
I think
I'm interested to see what Spike thinks about it, though. He'll probably just love it.
I think
be all over it.
I think the only good ones were done by Treyarch. Oh, the last
game. As is this new one.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe it's not Treyarch then.
No, it is.
No, I mean maybe it's that maybe they're not the problem, because like World at War was good and everybody says that Black Ops and Modern Warfare were good. I didn't play Black Ops. I only played some multiplayer Modern Warfare and it was cool, but it wasn't my thing. I really liked World at War because it was World War II.
Yeah. I will concede, I will admit, for the first time, not really for the first time, but I have played all three Modern Warfares. There's three, right? They didn't make four.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know. I played Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, and I played the first Black Ops. They were fine. It was just...
I'm not really a COD player, though, so...
It's a time waster, is what I see it as. It's just, hey, I want to just be in a first-person game and shoot stuff for no reason and not really have any plot or care about anything. Okay, go.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the only reason you would ever play COD to me. So, yeah. I mean, I've played four of them.
Yeah, I've played a lot of them. I don't play COD, really. I'm not a warm COD piece.
No, nor am I. I break it out every once in a while when it's time to dance.
Yeah.
But it's not a common occurrence.
Mine's platinum and diamond encrusted.
Just like your Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah. Yes, platinum, but Final Fantasy 13.
That was the worst idea you ever had.
Yeah.
I'm glad you gave up like a coward.
Yeah.
You know what you gotta do?
You do it.
Huh?
You do it.
What, Platinum Final Fantasy 13?
Yeah.
No. No way in hell. I don't even like Final Fantasy 13, let alone do I want to spend, you know, 200 hours just equipping and unequipping.
What time is it?
Items.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. That, I mean.
4:50-ish.
Yeah.
A couple minutes after that. Get about 10 minutes.
And then, but yeah.
You know what you need to play are some David Cage games.
What does he do?
Then we can start talking. He did what's known as the Sadness Trilogy.
The Sadness Trilogy?
Because his games are really, well... It depends on how you take them, because he's very polarizing. Like, either you love his games or you freaking hate them. So either they're really sad because the stories tend to be kind of depressing,
mm-hmm.
or it makes you sad to play them because they're such garbage. But he made one called Indigo Prophecy, also called Fahrenheit. I think on Steam it's Fahrenheit right now. So Indigo Prophecy / Fahrenheit. And then he made one called Heavy Rain, which I'm sure you at least heard
of. Yeah.
And then Beyond Two Souls that has Willem Dafoe in it.
See, I want to play... I almost wanted to play Heavy Rain.
Almost for that queen. Yeah.
I did kind of want to play Beyond Two Souls. I wanted to do the co-op version with my wife, but I just never got around to it. I don't know. I think we just played other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
She won't play 7 Days to Die anymore, though. She hates it. She hates it because it's one of those games where she says it has no point, it has no end. She's as a completionist.
Yeah, she wants it to be a goal.
There needs to be a goal. There is no goal in that game except to survive as long as you can until it gets boring when your base is overpowered and zombies can't even touch you anymore at night, which is what we ended up doing. But but that's why I think she really likes Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
She really likes Bloodborne. I'll be bloody.
That's a good one. Why are you just laughing for no reason?
I'll tell you later.
No prompt.
I'll tell you on the drive home.
In the car.
But
actually caught that.
Everybody's loving it now.
Yeah, loving it.
It's because we're so popular.
We are.
It's the only reason why.
Trying not to be. God. Bloodborne. She was fighting one boss, three different instances on three different days, and on the last day it was Sunday, I had installed Project 1999 on my laptop so I could sit on the couch and play while she was playing Bloodborne, because that's kind of one of our things. It's like, it's cool if we don't play co-op games, but then if we're not playing a co-op game, we tend to not see each other for the whole weekend. So the idea is, well, if we can play what we want but still like be in the same room at least.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And then I guess also get to witness, her gameplay, which I'm very proud of, by the way, when she finally beat that said boss. It was funny because she was getting so frustrated. She was checking her stress levels on her app, on her S Health app. She's watching her stress levels raise and she started cursing. And my idea was, well, I go, okay, look, I know you want to beat that boss. You need to try, but why don't we open this bottle of wine first before dinner? Start drinking wine. You play, try to beat the boss. And so she just kept drinking wine and playing until. And she was cursing and screaming, yelling, and I was like, that's what you're supposed to sound like when you're playing Bloodborne. and then she finally beat it. She was like, ah! I was like, there you go. Now you understand. You understand that type of game. Because I figured she would like it because she likes action games. And she watched me play it, and she said, it looks amazing. I mean, regardless if you played it or not, I don't know anybody that wouldn't tell you it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Creepy, too. I mean, it's messed up and bloody and stuff, but...
That's why I bought it. Awesome.
It is metal.
Very metal.
Yeah, but, yeah, so...
Very black metal.
Yeah, it is.
Specifically.
Yeah. That's why I remember I told you that one time when I think I was doing Chalice Dungeons, which are like the challenge-type dungeons to just a completionist BS, different weapons that are completely useless and stuff like that. I would turn the music off in game and just blast LVT on Spotify in the background.
it's appropriate.
But yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. I forgot what I was.
Doesn't matter.
It's time to go.
Yep. I'm going to confess.
Get the fuck out.